boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know, they say in radio to always leave your attitude at the door, but I don't know if I can do that today because I am very upset with you right now.
What's new?
Because I told you that we are going to do our normal annual, I forget, there's a word for it. We do like the Valentine's Day, just like you would as a kid. We would give little like Valentine's Day cards to each other.
Yeah, you make a little like mailbox of sort.
But we do that here at the company.
As adults. It's fun.
I love it. And we make little Valentine's Day cards, or you can honestly buy them at the store. Who cares? And then you bring treats for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's like Rice Krispie treats or alcohol, or I've done lottery tickets. Could be whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I overheard one of our coworkers, Kylie, say that she's going to team up with Night Show Jaden, and they're going to do like a group kind of like card and even snack.
Okay.
And I was like, they did this last year and I thought that was cool. And they're going to do it again this year, and they have a theme apparently already picked out.
Mm.
So I heard that we're going to do this again, and I asked you if you would team up with me because we are Those Girls in the Afternoon. Why wouldn't we team up?
Okay, that's not what you said earlier. You made it sound like they teamed up on their box, and I said no, because then we're going to get shorted on candy.
We're not teaming up on the box.
I didn't know you meant the gift that you're putting around.
Yeah, no, we would not team up on a box. Okay. I don't want to be shorted candy.
Well, you didn't make that clear, so now I'm down. I thought you were saying, let's make our box together.
Okay, well now, see, misunderstandings happen all the time.
And
I'm
then we were only
going
to get one Rice Krispie, and
no.
I'm like, sorry, I'm not sharing my Rice Krispie with you. I want my own treats.
No, we would not do one box.
Okay, that makes more
sense.
But
that does mean we have to double our treats. Does it mean we have to double our treats?
No, that's why we're teaming up, because we're cheap.
Wait a minute, we're brilliant. We're not having a fight anymore. Cancel the fight.
Instead of buying an $8 bag of Snickers, we only have to buy $4 worth each. This is genius. Now I'm on your side.
So wait. Does this make us evil if we do two boxes?
I don't really care, actually. Shut your ears. And go with it. I think this is fair of us.
We're our package deal anyways. Why wouldn't you expect us to package deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We tag team when it comes to kitchen duty.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we tag team when it comes to Valentine's Day
giving
gift
a treat?
We're doing it.
Okay.
But then we're going to do two separate boxes so we get the max amount of treats.
I want my own candy and stuff. Duh, that's the real prize here.
This is genius!
I'm with you now. It's a good idea. It's become very clear to me that my cat, Romeo, is much more of a dog than a cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He is now in this like phase where he is literally begging for food like a dog. I don't know anybody else's cats that beg like this.
Fatmoji.
Does he?
Yes.
I mean, he's always like really curious if he loves shredded cheese. But lately, when we're making dinner, he's on the ground, like rubbing on our legs and meowing at us until one of us either pets him or what he really wants is a piece of food.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I'm like, okay, I didn't know.
I mean, if only if he could bark.
The meow is loud enough.
Mm-hmm.
It is so loud. And then it went to a whole nother level this morning because obviously, you know, he picks up crumbs off the floor like a dog does. That's fine. This morning I was making myself a bagel with cream cheese. Okay. So I cut my bagel in half. I turn around and put it in the toaster and my cream cheese is out and the lid is off. I turn around and my cat is licking the cream cheese out of the container.
Fatmoji.
What is going on?
He's about to become Fatmoji.
I can't.
Don't put these two in a room.
They should box. They're probably in the same weight class.
Honestly, at this rate. In one quarter, weighing in at, well, I don't know. Mine's probably about 20 pounds at this rate.
Oh, I think Romeo's only like 15.
Oh, well.
But he's on his way.
Give it time.
It's bulking season.
But you're going to hear coming in at 20 pounds. We got Fatmoji in this corner.
And Romeo in this corner. Jeez.
I'm putting my money on Fatmoji.
I am too. He's huge.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can I please take this time to nerd out completely?
I'm always here for nerds.
Okay, so this is a very specific for you page I'm talking about that I am on, and I hope some of you out there are or find yourself on it, and that is UDA College Dance Team Nationals TikTok, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This competition is happening next weekend, and I don't know how to stress to you that this is my Super Bowl, okay?
It is.
If you're in the dance world.
Mine is UCA.
The cheer version, which is also going on at the same time, but I danced at Iowa, so I went my 4 years, and I still like to stay up to date with what's going on there. Now, I feel like this really crossed over into the mainstream last year because there were two teams specifically that went completely viral. So you maybe saw a video of University of Minnesota's Jazz.
I can already think of the dance move right here.
It was everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It was all over TikTok. I think Aerosmith even like shouted them out for using their song. It was insane.
Well, you should.
And then you also maybe saw Ohio State's Jazz. Frank Sinatra, they had the ties. They were whipping jackets all over the place.
Yeah,
those videos were everywhere. So now I...
Again, when you hear those songs, even if you've never had like any experience in dance, you know what the move is. Just every single note to
those
songs.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And now... The competition's back next weekend. So there are people making predictions.
I hope some universities go viral again.
I think it will, because people are already making predictions. And now I feel like the teams, these college dance teams, are playing into it with their very own Easter eggs.
Are we pulling a Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
So I don't know what any of this means, and maybe you'll know, because... The competition hasn't happened. So what these teams are doing on their Instagram profiles and on their TikTok profiles, because a lot of these teams you can follow at Iowa Dance Team on Instagram, they're changing their profile pictures to an Easter egg of something that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I thought you meant like an actual Easter egg.
No. No. For example, Louisiana State University, their team Instagram and the girls on the team have M&M characters as their profile
candy?
Picture. Yes. So people think they're going to do... an M&M dance, like by the artist M&M.
That makes sense.
That they're dropping little hints of what you may see this year. A couple of other, there's a lot of teams doing this. Wisconsin dance team has a potato. Nobody knows what that means, and I have no answer to that either.
Mr. Potato Head.
I don't
know where that goes from there.
No idea. Northern
mashed potatoes.
Maybe.
Does that do anything?
I don't know. Northern Arizona University has Barry B. Benson from the Bee Movie, the little bee guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As their profile picture. So that could be
Beyonce.
It could be Benson Boone. I don't know. We're not going to find out until next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
To bring you more local, the University of Iowa.
Are they switching things?
Has hopped on this trend.
What are we doing?
Their profile picture is a unicorn. Holding pom-poms.
That tells me absolutely nothing.
Well, I fell down a hole on TikTok, like I said, and people in the comments are like, wait, that's the unicorn from Despicable Me. I don't know what that means either. I know Pharrell makes a lot of music for Despicable Me movies.
Unicorns, that tells me nothing.
My Little Pony? I don't know.
They are not doing anything with
My
Little Pony.
I have no idea. I don't think so either.
I have no idea. Like, is there an artist that has anything to do with unicorns?
Not that I know of. Maybe children's.
Kesha?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm trying to work with things, okay?
Well, I don't know. So I hope you hop on that side of TikTok and
This is going to drive me nuts. I'm not getting any sleep tonight. I hate it.
I'm not getting any sleep until next week, until I know what all this means.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am on the hunt to find somebody who goes to my gym so I can shake their hand.
I'm confused. Is it somebody you've been seeing or you've
I've never met this person.
You hacked the system.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Let me explain. You know that wall that I'd love to make someday but have still yet to make? The wall of how many times you've gone to the gym in whatever month it is?
Yeah, they post like the top, 10, 20...
10 people.
With the best attendance.
Best attendance, exactly. So I was at the gym last week and they... Last week had the month of November up. of like who attended. They were a little behind.
I was going to say, we're a little behind here.
Mm-hmm. They had the month of November up of like who had attended the gym the most, yeah. right? And I had noticed a name at the very top. They had attended the month of November 30 days. So they had a pretty good attendance.
Yeah.
Was this name Andrew? And last name was exactly the name of somebody I went to school with. And I was like, that's weird. I haven't seen you at this gym before. Like, you would think I would recognize, like, an old classmate.
All right, and it sounds like he's there all the time.
Yeah. If you're coming here 31 days of the month, I should see you. My only thought is maybe he comes right after work at 5 o'clock and we're on the air. That's my only thought. But otherwise, I'm there at, like, 7, 8 in the morning. Why wouldn't I see you?
Right.
I let that one slide. Then yesterday, I noticed that they finally put up December's most attended people of the gym, right? He didn't make number one. He's like number third on the list.
Oh, okay.
But there he is again. First and last name. Perfect. To somebody, we were classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Class of 2014 at Vinton Shelsburg High School. I'm like, screw it. I'm gonna send him a Facebook message. I'm going to ask him, do you go to this gym on this road? I just want to see. Like, maybe my old
class. Were you friends in high school? Or just
no.
Okay.
He was a jock.
Acquaintances?
Yeah, we're just acquaintances.
Okay.
I don't even think we ever maybe spoke more than 5 words to each other.
Oh, wow. And you went right to the DM.
I went right in and absolutely, positively embarrassed myself today. Because here's how the DM went. I asked him if he went to that gym, and he goes, haha, no, I do not, Destiny. I live out in Denver now. I haven't been in Cedar Rapids in years. And so I said, oh, that's crazy. This person has your first and exact last name spelled to a T, and they have been making this list the last 2 months. Mm. And he goes, haha, gotcha.
Oh.
That's funny. Must be my doppelganger. Thank God. And then he said, my very muscle doppelganger.
Okay.
And so I said, you know what? I got to figure out who they are and see if you guys look the same. Because could you imagine if they also looked the same?
That would be weird.
So now it's my mission to figure out who this person is at my gym to see if they also happen to look the exact same.
What are you going to do if they do?
I'm going to take a picture. I have got to take a picture of them and be like, you have to understand, you have the first and exact last name of somebody I went to school with.
So how are you going to find this person? Because, you know, most normal people don't show up to the gym wearing a name tag.
Can I tell you my super creepy idea?
You're gonna.
I'm gonna ask the gym manager who this person is,
mm-hmm.
and to show me their picture. Because we take pictures when we join the gym. I don't know if he's allowed to or if he will, but I want to ask him to show me who this person is at the gym. If they happen to be there, maybe they've been there this whole time and I had no idea.
Right.
Or to show me their picture. And I want to know who they are. And then I'm gonna go up to them. I don't even care. I know that's embarrassing, but I want to say hi.
That's it? Hi.
No, I'm going to tell them who. And if they look like my classmate and I want to take their picture, I want to take a selfie with them. Is this creepy? I don't care. I want to do it.
I mean, you put it out there in the universe. So
I want to do
it. I wonder if Andrew's listening. You've been warned. One of my biggest fears came true at the gym today. Somebody approached me to talk to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
I am somebody that likes to hide in the gym by myself and never speak to anybody. But somebody came up to me today and I have never been so scared in my entire life. So I was standing in the corner as I normally do. I didn't face the windows, by the way, this morning.
Well, you learned that lesson.
Well, because somebody was standing there. So I was like literally tucked in the very back corner of the gym facing the wall, minding my own business.
Well, then how do they come talk to you if you're facing the wall?
Just you wait.
Okay.
I had just set my weights down because I was doing some lunges and stuff. And I was heavy breathing, as you are.
So they came over to check to see if you're alive.
That's what I thought. That's
embarrassing.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see this girl like walking over towards me, and I'm not near any equipment. Like, mm-hmm. I brought the stuff over into the corner with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, does she know me? Am I supposed to know her? Oh my God, I don't know her name. If she knows who I am, I don't know who she is. Am I in her way? Does she hate me? Do I have something? Did I split my pants down the middle of my butt crack? What's going on? Why is she coming over to me? That's what's happening in these 0.5 seconds that I notice she's walking towards me. And I look over and she's looking at me. We both have headphones on, so I didn't hear her, but I saw her mouth. Are you using that? There's like a yoga mat that was kind of near me that somebody had left there, because there's some messy people at my gym just be leaving stuff everywhere. And she says, are you using that? And I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Was I supposed to take off my headphones and like have a conversation? But I just looked at her and I shook my head. No.
Taylor.
And then she like gave me a little wave like, thanks, and then grabbed it and walked away. But I was like, did I do the wrong thing?
Yes.
What was I supposed
to
do?
Take your headphones off.
She didn't take hers off.
Yeah, but you take your headphones off and then you casually act like you didn't hear them. You're like, what?
I didn't want to talk to her anymore.
Well, did you want to make a friend?
Well, I thought maybe a second like, oh my gosh.
Wouldn't it be cool to be doing workouts with a bestie?
No.
Aren't you sick and tired of looking at the wall? And being sad and depressed?
I kind of like it.
Okay, well, I guess we're two different creatures, aren't we?
I don't know. I guess if it happened again, I could pull one ear out.
And try to make a friend?
No, I don't think I can do that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Not much to report on, to be honest. Neighborhood Watch. I got nothing.
Nice.
There's nobody out there. 4 o'clock on a Thursday.
4 o'clock on a Thursday.
Well, nobody's sneaking out. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going.
That cricket goes on far too long. Shut up.
There's no crickets out there either. They're all hiding.
Well, yeah.
Or
well, now you make me want to watch. You said nobody's left early. They always do here.
Not on a Thursday.
Just wait. I'm going to catch you. Like I said, I still want to start reporting them.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be really popular around here if you start doing that.
I'm down.
Go ahead. Should we just leave the mic on for the next 10 minutes until somebody does it?
All right, let's go.
Anybody?
Anybody? Come on. This would be really nice if somebody started pulling out.
No.
Nobody.
Not us. Not even our neighbors. Nobody is out on the road.
It's not like I would know the neighbors' names. Yeah. I don't even see anybody walking out on the security cameras. I'm like, I'd start catching names right now.
Could leave a note. Maybe we should set up a trap.
What? Oh.
Like free, put a piece of cheese outside.
Free cookies in your car. And then I could start naming names.
Framing people.
Framing people.
For their crime.
And then we lock them out.
Oh, that's just mean. It's too cold.
You said you were framing people.
Not me. This is your thing.
Well, now you're going to get me in trouble.
It was your idea. I'm going to shut the curtain now so that nobody gets in trouble.
I'm still waiting. Still nobody.
I have high hopes.
Of course, as soon as we turn off the microphone, they're all waiting because they know we're going to start naming names. They're all going to run out the door.
Well, believe it or not, at this radio station, the radio station plays throughout the building. Hi, coworkers. Destiny's the op. Don't come after me.
She's the goody two-shoes here. Well, actually, I am. I'm the goody two-shoes who will name you. She's the nice two-shoes who won't name you.
Exactly.
But just know I'm watching.
Again, I'm going to shut this because I'm looking out for you out there. Yesterday, we started brainstorming ideas for a nickname for my boyfriend to go by on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you know him a little better. And you listeners chimed in with a bunch of great ideas. So I went home last night and read him off a list to get his opinions. So now I will remind you some of the names that we got yesterday. We got Bigfoot. We got Gamer Guy. Gamer Boy. There was a couple different variations of that. Fabio, Red Tail, Curly Fry, AJ for Average Joe, and Skull. Those were the top ones that I took home last night to get his opinion on. Do you want to know what he hates the most?
Mm-hmm.
He hates Average Joe.
Dang it!
That was the one that he said absolutely not to. So we can delete that from the list.
Oh, man.
Then I asked him to give me his top three that were speaking to him. His third favorite... You're going to be shocked. Skull.
No, really?
He's a huge Vikings fan. I thought immediately that would be number one.
Yeah.
That was his third favorite. Number two, also shocking, Bigfoot.
Okay.
I didn't think he'd like that because I said it to him and he's like, why Bigfoot mm-hmm. though? Because he's got big feet. His favorite is curly fry.
Okay.
Which I thought was a little interesting. And that came from him having very, very curly hair. So beyond that, I was like, okay, just so you know, you don't get final say. I'm just getting your opinion on these.
Who gets final say?
Me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood the assignment.
I'm the boss.
I just wanted to make sure I understood.
But I didn't tell him beforehand, by the way. The night before, he had been like, oh, I don't have a nickname, I guess. And then I was like, well, we should include you in the fun of the show
because
I talk about you enough. What are your ideas? You, as boyfriend, do you have any suggestions for yourself for the radio nickname? His first issue was, all of my nicknames have to do with my real name. For instance, his high school friends all called him Butt because it has to do with his name. And I'm like, I want you to think about what you just said.
Okay.
You want me to get on the radio every day and be like, yeah, me and my boyfriend Butt.
No.
Went to the grocery store. He's like, well, okay. I kind of understand.
My first thought is if you were to ever say like the way that Butt kisses me. No.
Exactly.
I'm out.
So that was his first mistake. And I'm like, okay, can you just fire off a couple other? Don't think too hard. Just anything that comes to your mind. Then he said, Cat Dad. I'm like, okay. We are scraping the bottle of the barrel.
I actually don't hate that one.
Cat Dad?
No, I don't hate that one. It sounds like a superhero. Instantly, it starts building images in my head.
What Cat Dad looks
like? I think he has fur all over him.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Cat Dad.
Oh, he was really excited about that one. He's a very proud dad to our cats. So that leads me into our next suggestion from him, which was Mr. Meow.
You know what? I don't hate that one either because it does sound a little mysterious, a little sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Meow.
I didn't think you would like these. I'm surprised because I was rolling my eyes when he told me last night.
Yeah, Mr. Meow.
And then his last suggestion, which immediately is no. He's like, well, why don't you call me my best friend's name? Just call me Keenan.
Who?
His best friend. Like his best friend in real life.
What's the name?
Keenan.
Keenan. See, I don't like this because I can't say it.
Well, and I'm like, you want me to get on the radio every day and be like, my boyfriend, Keenan. And then everybody
Again,
that
you're going to say, I was kissing Keenan.
It's weird.
So now you're kissing his best friend.
I don't want him to hear that. I don't want your friends to hear that.
Now your friend's thinking you're kissing him and he's like, whoa, did I kiss her?
That's weird.
Did I drink too much? I don't like that one.
That's what I'm saying. I had to talk him off the ledge with a couple of these. But it sounds like we may just have added two to the list.
I like Cat Dad and I like Mr. Meow. What was it?
Mr. Meow.
I just think, can we do Mr. Meow but make it even more sexier
somehow?
Well,
I think of Mr. Miyagi, right? Mr. Meowgi?
I don't know what that is.
What is Mr. Miyagi? Somebody's going to let us know because now I sound stupid.
I like Mr. Meow. I just want to keep it in that area, but make it a little bit more sexier and also a little bit more mysterious. Somehow, some way, keep it in the cat. I don't know.
Cat world?
Cat universe? Uh-huh. Keep it sexy. Keep it mysterious. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Mr. Meow is a stepping stone right
now.
Okay.
I just want it to be, I don't know. I'm not the boss here.
I don't know. I rolled my eyes when he said it last night, but now that you're hyping it up, I'm like, well, maybe it's not that bad.
I do like the idea of it being mysterious in some sort of way.
He is mysterious.
Because he is. And he is, I could see being a little sexy. I don't know. Again, I'm not hitting on him.
Now you got to stop talking.
We're trying to find the perfect nickname for Taylor's boyfriend to be going by moving forward on air.
Mm-hmm. So I took home a list from listeners last night, got his opinion on those, and got his suggestions, which were Cat Dad and Mr. Meow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we've completely found it yet.
Nope.
So I'm not ready to marry any of these names.
No, but I have Neighborman's suggestion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Which is funny because Neighborman has never, he's never met boyfriend.
No.
They've never met each other. But he has two suggestions.
Okay.
One is squash.
Squash?
Squatch.
Squatch.
After the soap.
Oh.
It'd be funny if it was squash.
I thought you said squash. I'm like, actually, he literally hates squash. He does.
It's a horrible idea. No, after the soap.
Squatch. Okay, so yeah.
And after Bigfoot.
Yes.
But it was mostly after the soap because they hit his, because you or dad and boyfriend both have that subscription to the Bigfoot soap.
Yes, Dr. Squatch soap, and they...
Right? It's Bigfoot soap, right?
Yeah, Dr. Squatch is what it's called.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Sasquatch is Bigfoot, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know much
okay,
about
Okay, that makes sense.
Squatch. That was his one. And then also referring to your dad and boyfriend and their love for TVs.
Oh, God.
And how much they talk about it. His other idea is big screen.
Big screen.
Uh-huh.
Makes him kind of sound like a movie star.
I didn't think about it that way. That big one was screen. The one I don't love. I hate that one.
See, I don't love squash.
Really? I hate big screen.
Something about the squaw I don't like to say.
You don't like that?
I don't like the squash. Squash.
I might end up saying squat. Like,
big screen, can I abbreviate it to BS? Would you mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it that either. These are horrible ideas. Okay, I still feel like we're nowhere.
Well, I'll take those two home tonight and see what his...
I think he's going to hate him.
...reaction is. I'd like to keep BS in the line.
Oh, Jesus.
Please.
We're a little late to the trend, but Neighborman and I finally hopped on that TikTok trend you talked about earlier in the week. That is the wedding filter.
Yeah, it's called My Wedding Day. Basically, you like it gives you a bunch of options for like your wedding dress, the type that you would choose. Mm-hmm. Your shoes, your ring, your florals, your accessory, and your cake, I think is all of them.
Yep.
So what girls are doing is they're picking their favorites of the categories, and then they're giving it to their man and seeing how closely they get it correctly.
Yeah, and we finally got around to it last night, and I have the results.
Okay.
He did really well.
Nice.
He got all but one right.
Nice.
And you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he technically got it right, in my opinion. Here's the thing. He got the dress right. He got the shoes right. He got the cake right. He got the floral right. Mm. The only thing he did not get right was the hair accessories. Because I picked, like, you would put the, it was like a floral kind of like pin that you would put in your hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I picked that. He picked the bow. And I feel like technically he's right on that because I wore a bow 2 days ago to work. So I think he probably was like, oh, she wore that to work. She's probably going to pick that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wrong on that. So I'd say he got, what, 90% correct? Is what I would probably say.
Well, yeah.
80%? No, I don't know.
I think it's five categories, so technically 80%.
Yeah, he did pretty good. Nice. I was really... Oh, and the ring. He got the ring right, too. Everything, 100%. I mean, like, he got it all right. The only thing I was mad about, actually, is that we did it last night during dinner, and... I had asked, we sat down, plates are at the table, and I said, hey, can we do this filter? And he goes, yeah, whatever. He said, no, men don't really care.
Mm.
I spent the entire dinner struggling with what the heck would I pick. I'm not joking, Taylor. The entire dinner being like, I don't know what dress I want. What dress is me? I couldn't figure it out. I had no idea what dress I wanted. Finally, it took me after 10 minutes figuring out what dress I wanted. Mm-hmm. I could get onto the shoes. And then I'm like, I don't know what shoes I want. Do I want sparkly shoes? Do I want more lacy shoes? I couldn't for the life of me figure out what shoes I want. Finally, then we go to the ring and I'm like, okay, this one's an easier one. I want a bigger rock. That's all I know. I want the biggest, fattest rock ever. Then I go on to the next thing, which is the floral, and I knew what I wanted because I want it pink. We go on to the cake, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I want for cake. I spent probably 20 minutes on this stupid filter, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what I wanted. I then get through it all, and I pass the phone off to him. I'm not joking. It was less than 20 seconds, and he goes, I'm done. Mm. I go, no, you have to move past to the dress to get to the shoes. And he goes, no, I'm done. And I said, no, honey, you have to do shoes next. He's like, no, I'm done. And I'm like, okay, then it's like it's the rings. You got to pick rings. And he's like, I'm done with everything. And I said, you are not done after 20 seconds. He's like, I'm done with everything. I'm just mad that he knows me more than I know myself.
I'm just saying, let him plan the wedding and I'm going to shut my phone off when you do.
Because clearly I'm going to be a bridezilla.
That's horrible.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We say I'd never go back to school, but today I think I need to go back to college. In England.
Okay.
I saw, you know, there's a lot of college classes now that go viral because they're a little kooky, I guess. Like, there was Taylor Swift classes.
And I'm just more mad that we never got offered things like that.
I know, right? It would make learning so much more fun. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot of things where we're like, why didn't we learn this back in school? Like, life lessons. Mm-hmm. That's what this class is. I don't want to take it. I need to take it. So, Nottingham College in England is offering classes on how to make phone calls. Okay? The main focuses are phone etiquette and phone confidence.
Yeah, you need to take this.
Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of Googling it, or calling stores and if they have something in stock. Now, college is a little different over in England, so like some kids started at 16, but I'm part of the generation who would much rather text a question or Google it myself than embarrass myself by calling on the phone.
I still think you should Google search before you call, though. For instance, just the other day, like, I've been into cross-stitching, you know, mm-hmm. and I was done with my design that I've been working on, right? And now I needed a new fabric, a new cloth that I to work on this new design, right? Mm-hmm. And I needed to know if Michaels had, because I needed a specific color, because mm-hmm. I couldn't work with the white ones that I have at home. So I looked online, and from what I could tell, the Michaels on the Southwest side didn't have anything but white. And mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way you don't have, like, there's no way you only have white. Come right. on, you're Michaels.
Right.
But that's what it looked like online. So I called them from there. And then the woman went back to the store and she's like, no, we got black. We got brown. Mm-hmm. We got purple. You want purple? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you're online. It said you only had white.
Right.
So I think just to save, like, you know, the employees' times, please, right. for the love of God, look online.
Well, I agree, and I'm always going to do that anyways, but I feel like it's an exercise, because they can't really tell you, call and make a dentist appointment.
Well, yeah, please, I think we need to learn the dentist appointments, because I still struggle with that one.
Doctor's appointments, the car shop.
That one I need help with.
I need confidence. I also need confidence answering the phone if it's a number that I don't recognize.
I had that one today. There was a call coming in and I was like, I'll Google search your phone number later when you hang up.
See, I had one yesterday for somebody named Katie and her law office was calling.
Here's what they also need to teach you is that when somebody calls you and then it's a wrong number, what do you do in that moment? Like, it's like you say hello and they're like, hello, is this Jennifer? And you're not Jennifer. You're
right.
You're Ashley. What do you do in that moment? Nope, I'm Ashley.
Today I am Ashley.
Do you help him find Jennifer or what?
Well, I don't know. Do I call him back and pretend I'm Katie and then I need a lawyer?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Yesterday, you and I kind of off the air talked about how we think guys kind of have a sickness.
I feel like it's contagious.
Mm-hmm. The sickness is that they always think they need to buy a new TV.
A bigger TV. Mm-hmm. A nicer TV. Oh, that TV has a better picture.
All the time.
That one has this streaming service already on it. I've heard it all.
Even though they just bought a TV 6 months ago.
I live with one. My father's one.
Your boyfriend's one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because we were talking about this yesterday. That's the whole reason we talked about this, was because of the conversation yesterday, is that your dad and your boyfriend have this conversation constantly about that they're always sending each other photos of TVs and that are big and wide or whatever, or have really great graphics. I don't even know. I'm not talking.
And none of them are, neither of them are looking for a new TV. But if there is a TV in front of them that they think is awesome, they got to tell the other one.
But they're always looking for a TV.
But they are always looking for a TV somehow.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I talked about that whole conversation yesterday between, you know, your boyfriend and your dad and mm-hmm. that whole thing to neighbor man last night. And I said, oh, you know, it's funny that like men are like that, but you know what? You're not like that, babe. You're mm-hmm. just, it's funny that you don't have that sickness. And he's like, you know, I don't really have that sickness, but you know, sometimes you do. I have a worse sickness.
Oh.
My sickness is probably cost more. My sickness is that I always want to buy new computers. Because he's a gamer.
Yeah.
And he's like always wanting to buy, and I'm going to butcher this, and I'm so sorry if you're a gamer out there. I always want to buy a CP and whatever, and a U, CPU. That sounds like the
center school. Pointer banner.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm talking about the school. I don't know, but I think he said CPU. I want to buy a mother load, a motherboard, and the screen and the board. I don't even, again, I don't know what he's talking about, but he went off yesterday about all these things he wants to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I currently have this sickness right now. I'm sick and I'm not well. And what did he do last night? He was looking for more, I don't know, again, motherboards of some sort. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you, but he currently has the sickness and wants to buy all new things, starting with he wants a bigger screen. He wants all new. I don't even know what I'm talking about, so I shouldn't even continue. He wants all new things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how expensive is this? And he says, it's very expensive. I said, how about you buy me a ring or we get a house before you get any of that? Because
mm-hmm.
that sounds stupid expensive.
I think, you know what? I'd like to just expand the sickness. It's all tech stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because my boyfriend also goes through those phases.
He gets a computer sickness?
Yes. So when his brother moved in with us, his brother is super into PC gaming uh-huh. and he actually built his own computer.
Same with my boyfriend.
So I don't know anything about that, but same type of thing where it's the mother load and the CPU and God knows what. So when he moved in, it was, oh, I think I need to get my, I would like a nice PC like that. And then even more recently when he built himself a desk, well, I think it'd be really nice for us to have an actual like computer brain in here because
uh-huh.
wouldn't it be nice to just have a computer here? And I'm like, for you, I don't care.
We don't have anything like that, do we?
Oh, yeah.
What is our sickness?
I think it depends on the girl.
I don't have a sickness that is that expensive. I mean, I have a little bit of a sickness to candles, but not like that. I mean, mine don't cost bajillions of dollars. Oh, my God. It's only $9.98 if I'm like crazy.
I think you have a cricket sickness right now.
Well, that is that.
There you go.
We got to find the hospital bag because it is go time.
Where are we going?
Well, not the hospital.
Why are you talking about the go bag then?
Well, you know how like people always panic when it's like baby time and they're like, where's the hospital bag?
Oh, I don't know, but that's how they make it look in the movies.
They always do. And so I can only imagine that's how it is, but you and I probably will never know, right?
I don't know. No idea.
But that's how it feels like for me right now. That exact panic you see in the movies, that's how I feel right now. I'm like, where's the go bag? Where's the diapers? Where is it?
Well, you don't have a child.
Mm-hmm.
You're not expecting a mm-mm. child. So why?
That panic I am having right now because Glinda is coming.
Mm.
AKA our sourdough. She's coming.
Okay.
You remember I told you earlier this week that we started our sourdough over the weekend?
Yeah.
I think she's coming tonight or she will be here tomorrow. She's blowing up, dude.
Like ready to be baked.
She is ready to be baked. I could tell last night that it's time. And then I woke up this morning and she's bursting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the gym and when I came back and I was only gone for an hour, she had already grew a lot.
Mm.
Well, not a lot, but she grew though from at least in an hour. I could tell. I'm just more nervous of when I come home, will she be busting out of, I know, will she be busting out of the container we have her in? That's my biggest concern. Now, I'm hoping to God we can get through the night of keeping Glinda in her container. We might have to move her to a bigger container. That's fine. Can we keep Glinda through the night? Because we just don't have time to bake her tonight. I really don't want to have to stay up tonight baking.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
can we get her through tomorrow? And then we'll stay up. It's Friday night. We could stay up baking Glinda. That's the name of our sourdough, by the way. And then sourdough day. Woo. It's going to be basic. We're not doing any inclusions, no nothing. It's just going to be our first ever in sourdough to see how we do.
Do you have the supplies you need, though?
Oh, yeah. No, see, that's the other panic is we are not ready for this at all. That's why I'm panicking. Like, you know, you see in the movies where it's like, where's the bag? Because I'm not ready. We do not have a bread knife in the house at all.
That's important. Yeah.
Like, the only kind of knife we have is like butter knives. Okay, no, I'm being dramatic. Well, we do have a steak knife.
Which would probably work, but it's not going to...
It's not the same thing.
It might ruin your crumb. And I know that's important to sourdough.
Uh-huh. We do not have a bread knife. So I don't want to go to the store tonight. I got to go to the store tomorrow and get bread knife. I also have no cooling rack. And here's the thing. She has to sit on a cooling rack also for an hour to continue to cook.
Or you're going to get soggy bottom.
Yeah. I can't have her sit... in the Dutch oven. She's got to come out of the Dutch oven and continue to cook on the... I've done a lot of research, okay? She's got to sit on the cooling rack for an hour to continue to cook and cool down. I don't have a cooling rack. I am not ready for this baby to come, all right?
I can tell. I also would like to tell you something that I saw on one of my Snapchat friend's stories
today.
Whoa,
God, what?
Who I know is into sourdough. I don't know if you're ready for how much of a commitment this is, this child, Glinda. This girl posted...
You sound like you're my mom telling me before this baby comes.
I want to reality check you, okay? Because you said Glinda's coming. Glinda's ready to be cooked, baked. This girl on my Snap, like friends list, put on her story today. You know when sourdough has taken over your life? When you bring your dough to work to do stretch and folds.
I might honestly be doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get not only your go bag ready, your knife, your cooling racks.
Yeah, because she's going to need her stretch and folds.
Mm-hmm. I think you also need to get a car seat because Glinda's coming to work, baby.
You want a babysitter tomorrow? I'll pay you. You want to be babysitter?
You want me to do the stretch and folds?
You want to do stretch and folds? I'm going to need to do a background check because I want to make sure that Glinda is in the best hands before she is with you. I'm going to need some references. I'm going to need to do a serious background check.
I wash my hands. I think that's all you need to know.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I asked you earlier, and you said no, if we could have a fight live on the radio. Probably for HR reasons. It's probably smart.
Mostly because I'm just tired. I'm a little sleepy.
I get it. Because it's the theme for tonight's trivia question, which I feel like we're not even playing the right music for it. We got to play something a little bit different. Because if we're talking about fighting, let's get in the mood. 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of this.
It's a touchy subject. Friend fights are not fun.
No.
With anybody at any age.
Because I don't know about you, I'm not the type that wants to be the first one to say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you the, do you know what I mean?
No, I just believe that about you. Makes sense. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of this.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know. And now I'm just angry for no reason.
Okay.
We better start putting on some rainbows and sunshine music before I get too
butterflies.
Angry.
Okay. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
It's fine if you have a... Well, it's not fine, but having a fight with your boyfriend...
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
No.
We're talking about fighting. You've got to be ready at all times.
Caught me off guard.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about fighting. And it's like one thing, you know, fighting with your boyfriend, that stinks. But fighting with your best friend, that's rough, dude.
Yeah. The same way that like friendship breakups are sometimes harder than
you will never
actual
get over
breakups.
That. Yeah. I will never get over friendship breakups. There are boyfriends I've broken up with. I'm fine. I'm over you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Friendships, I'm not over you.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Well, tonight's trivia question, 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of this. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said borrowing money.
That's why you don't borrow money from friends.
That can be touchy.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But thank goodness. Well, except I was going to say thank goodness for Venmo. You don't have Venmo. But I feel like back in college where it'd be like, oh, I'll buy a round of drinks and you buy a round of drinks. And then if it was like off or whatever, somebody owed money, there was Venmo and you could just hit the remind instead of having to awkwardly be like, hey, you owe me $15 from last
night. Do they not have that feature anymore?
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
But that's what was nice.
Apple Pay don't got that. That's the only thing I have.
Yeah, Apple right.
3910 said spending all their time with their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool if you do that.
See, but I feel like, again, that's like a younger high school, college mm-hmm. thing where you're like, oh my God, we lost our best friend because she's always with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then she gets mad that she doesn't know what's going on in the friend group because she's always with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I have experience with that.
Were you that girl or were you with
I have been that girl and I have also been the friend of that girl. You got to do it both. You do. 8429 said having too many drinks.
That was us.
What?
That was you and me. Well, it was not having we had a fight cuz I was a little drunk. Remember,
you know what? It wasn't even a fight. It was you being a little bit of a baby. I was mad.
No, you were fine, but I was mad at you. What happened was we had a company like party bus, right? Mm. And I had one too many drinks. And somehow, some way, we had like, what are they, clown noses?
Yeah, yes, it was
and
clown
noses. And if you talked about work
mm-hmm.
in any sort of capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would get the clown nose put on you. And then if somebody else talked about work, then you could get the clown nose taken off of you and yes. you could put it on them. You tricked me.
No, I didn't.
Somebody did. I don't know.
You just talk about work all the time. Well, that especially is true. At that point in your life.
That is true.
So I gave you the clown nose and you got mad at me.
Yeah, because nobody wants a clown nose put on them.
Ugh.
I'm still mad about this.
Well, I was like, dude, give me the damn clown nose. If you're going to be mad, I'll take it.
I did not talk to her for a solid hour, okay?
Yeah. Again, I don't know if I consider it a fight. I think it was you being mad about a clown nose.
If I get a clown nose for my birthday, I swear to God.
I don't know why I've never thought about that.
No!
That's funny. That's funny.
That is not funny. 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I see you typing over there on Amazon. Knock it off.
I'm just going to hide them around this place and find them. Always be reminded.
Hopefully no friendships were hurt in the making of tonight's trivia question.
It's not that deep, I swear.
The question tonight, 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of this. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is
4 out of 5 people have had a fight with a friend because of a spoiler. Like they revealed a spoiler.
For like a show or a movie?
Mm, exactly.
Oh my God.
Like revealing the spoiler of Titanic. I mean, come on. Revealing the spoiler of Squid Games. Mm. You know, the list goes on. The ending of Friends, The Office. You know what I'm saying. But that would not, that would not end the friendship for me with you.
No, because, no. Now I'm getting mad because I am transported back to last week because you beg for spoilers.
I do.
Because you refuse to watch anything until you are hounded.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do, you're like, will you tell me if this person dies? But also don't tell me. But my theory is that he dies. And I'm like, I have a really good poker face. So what do you want me to do right now?
You do.
Tell me. No, don't tell me.
I love a good spoiler, but I don't.
But
I,
you're not sure if you love a good spoiler because you change your mind.
Not wrong. But would you be mad if I watched Squid Games before you and I ruined it for you, the second season?
Oh, I would be really upset. Yeah. That's why I'm glad that you take 3 to 5 business years to watch anything relevant.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.